Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Gulf Resources first quarter earnings conference call. My name is Heather, and I'll be your coordinator for today. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. We'll be conducting a question-and-answer session towards the end of today's conference. If at any time during the call you require assistance, please key star followed by zero, and a coordinator will be happy to assist you. I will now turn the presentation over to your host for today's conference, Mr. Crocker Coulson. Please proceed, sir.
Thank you very much. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening to those of you who are joining us from China. I'd like to welcome all of you to Gulf Resources' first quarter 2009 earnings conference call. I'm Crocker Coulson from CCG, Gulf Resources investor relations firm, and with us today on the call are Mr. Xiaobin Liu, the company's chief financial officer. Also joining us is David Zhou of CCG, who's going to be providing translation for your Q&A for Mr. Liu at the end of this call. I'd like to remind our listeners that in this call, management's remarks contain forward-looking statements that are subject to risks and uncertainties, and management may make some additional forward-looking statements in response to your questions. Therefore, the company claims the protection of the safe harbor for forward-looking statements contained in the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual results may differ from those discussed today, depending on a number of risk factors, including, but not limited to, the general economic and business conditions in China, future product development and production capabilities, shipments to end customers, market acceptance of new and existing products, additional competition, changes in technology, and other factors that are beyond the company's control. All forward-looking statements are expressly qualified in their entirety by this precautionary statement and the risk factors that are detailed in the company's filings with the SEC. Accordingly, although Gulf Resources believe the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, we can provide no assurance that they will prove to be correct. In addition, any references as to the company's future performance represent management's estimates as of today, May 12, 2009. And Gulf Resources assumes no obligation to update these projections in the future as market conditions change. For those of you unable to listen to the entire call at this time, we're going to make a replay available for 14 days, and you can refer to our press release for the details. It's now my pleasure to turn this call over to Mr. Liu, the company's CEO, who will provide some initial remarks that will be translated by David Zhou. Liu Zhang.
首先欢迎各位参加我公司 2009年 第一季度投资者的电话会议。
First of all, I want to welcome all of you to Gulf Resources' first quarter 2009 earnings conference call.
在2009年第一季度中，我们的营业收入环比去年第四季度保持着平稳的态势，但是毛利率增长了1.8个百分点。主要的原因是源于我们从2008年第四季度开始，专注了高利润的环保产品和粗盐产品，在2009年一季度增加了销售的比例。
In the first quarter, revenue remained relatively stable from the fourth quarter of last year, but gross margin rose by 1.8 percentage points due to increased sales of higher margin crude salt and environmentally friendly chemical products introduced in the fourth quarter of 2008.
最近我们意识到以锈塑为原料的下游化工产品售价开始回升，例如阻燃剂产品和农药杀虫剂产品。 所以锈塑市场的需求增加，同时我们的大客户也纷纷开始下新的订单。More
recently, we have noticed a recovery in the sales price of downstream chemical products utilizing bromine as raw material, such as brominated flame retardants and pesticides, which has resulted in increased demand of bromine and additional orders from our large customers.
从2009年第三月份开始，我们的锈塑的产量和销售量已经超过了去年的同期，开始要新的回升。
Our bromine sales has been strongly recovered since March of 2009.
下面由 Clark 先生代表我用英文向大家转述一下我对公司2009年第一季度运营表现的评价。
I will now turn the call over to Clark Coulson, who will present an overview of our financial and business development in the first quarter of 2009. Clarker?
Thank you, Mr. Liu, and thank you, David. I'd like to continue with presenting the company's results on behalf of Mr. Liu. Our highlights for the first quarter include net revenues were $23.6 million, exceeding our guidance and up 7.3%. year over year. Our gross profit was $10.1 million, up 7% year over year. Income from operations was $8.9 million, up 5% year over year. And as a result, net income for the quarter was $6.5 million, a 6.3% increase from net income of $6.1 million in Q1 of 2008, with basic and diluted earnings per share of 6 cents per share for both quarters. Both net income and earnings per share were in line with the guidance we provided during the quarter. In 2009, we continued to diversify our revenue sources by utilizing our existing crude salt production assets more efficiently and increasing crude salt production capacity from additional salt pans acquired together with bromine production assets in February 2009. Because crude salt production is very straightforward and involves directing halogen water to salt pans where the liquid evaporates, leaving behind salt, we were able to start the production process immediately upon acquiring these assets. Our crude salt sales in Q1 also included crude salt accumulated in 2008. Consequently, sales of crude salt contributed $2.5 million, or 10.7% of total revenues in Q1. Compared to less than $100,000 in the corresponding period last year. Crude salt is widely used in the food and beverage industry and is also a component of sodium hydroxide, which is a common chemical base used in soap and detergent production, paper making, chemical production, and other chemical products. Crude salt prices have tripled year over year from 85 RMB, or approximately $12 per metric ton in Q1 of 2008, to 245 RMB, approximately $36 for Q1 of 2009, which is why we've decided to further develop this segment. The significant increase in crude salt sales partially offset a year-over-year decline in bromine sales for the quarter. Bromine contributed $13 million, or 55% of total revenues, down 28.8% from $16.4 million, or 74.4% of revenues in Q1 of 08. The decline in volumes of bromine was mainly due to more cautious bromine orders from downstream chemical manufacturers and lower bromine prices, which bottomed out in January of 2009 at 10,000 RMB, or approximately $1,465 US per ton. However, after Chinese New Year, we've seen an increase in follow-up orders from our customers, and consequently, bromine prices increased to 13,000 RMB per metric ton, or approximately $1,900 US per metric ton as of March 2009. As we expect the stimulus package of the Chinese government to boost construction, which in turn should support demand for brominated flame retardants, we expect to see bromine prices fluctuate between 13,000 and 14,000 RMB per metric ton in Q2 of 2009, which would put them roughly in line with the prices in October of 2008. Expanding our bromine and crude salt production to meet growing demand in China is an important part of our growth strategy. We started bromine production using our most recently acquired bromine production assets in April of 2009, and we expect these assets to reach a utilization rate of 70% by the end of 2009. When operating at target utilization, we expect to add 3,000 metric tons to our annual bromine capacity. Now I'd like to discuss the developments in our chemical segment. Due to the added capacity from a second chemical production line that focuses on environmentally friendly oil and gas exploration additives, sales from our chemical products increased 46.8% year-over-year in Q1 of 2009 and contributed 34.3% of total revenue, compared to 25.1% in Q1 of 2008. Our environmentally friendly oil and gas additive products, introduced in September 2008, contributed approximately 19.6% of total revenues from this segment. The majority of our chemical products were generic oil and gas exploration additives, accounting for approximately 56.8% of total sales, while our paper-making additives accounted for 16.8% of chemical sales. Sales of chemicals for agricultural applications, such as pesticides, nearly doubled year over year and contributed 6.9% of chemical sales. For the first quarter of 2009, our gross margin was 42.7%, up from 40.9% for the fourth quarter of 2008, mainly because of the increased sales of crude salt and environmentally friendly chemical products, which both have higher associated gross profit margins. Our environmentally friendly oil and gas exploration chemical products generated a gross profit margin of approximately 43%, while crude salt had a gross profit margin of 68% in the quarter. In comparison, the gross profit margin on bromine was 39% in the quarter. Our operating expenses for Q1 2009 were $1.2 million, compared to $1.3 million in Q1 of 2008. The increase in operating expenses was primarily due to warrants granted to employees. Our net income was $6.5 million for Q1 of 2009, a 6.3% increase from $6.1 million in Q1 of 2008. Basic and diluted earnings per share were 6 cents in both quarters. Now I'd like to touch briefly on our balance sheet and cash flow. As of March 31, 2009, Gulf Resources had cash of $30 million, current liabilities of $17.4 million, and working capital of $24.9 million. The company had a current ratio of 2.5 times, and shareholders' equity of $81.1 million. We had no long-term debt outstanding as of March 31, 2009, and we're now exempt from paying off the $21.3 million in related party debt by issuing 21 million shares in February 2009. Consequently, we had 122.2 million shares in common stock outstanding at March 31, 2009. And we're pleased to announce that on May 10th, we negotiated a lockup agreement with these new shareholders that prevents them from selling their shares in the public markets for a period of 22 months. The agreement also prevents these shareholders from further selling common stock in an amount greater than 2% per month in the public markets in 12-month period following the lockup. For the 3 months ended March 31, 2009, we generated $9.1 million in cash flow from operations, primarily attributed to net income, and used $10 million in investing activities due to the acquisition of additional manufacturing assets to increase our bromine and crude salt manufacturing capacity. Now I'd like to say a few words about our business outlook and expectations for 2009. While bromine prices are lower compared to the same period last year, we've seen our end customers, downstream chemical producers, become increasingly confident, partly due to the stimulus package issued by the Chinese government that has allowed them to raise prices on their products. As we continue to see domestic demand for bromine exceed domestic supply, we expect to leverage our production license by accessing additional acquisition opportunities in 2009. Our plan is to invest approximately $15 million in 2009 to increase our bromine production capacity, and we plan to finance this from cash from operations. We're also focusing on increasing the output of crude salt as we expect continued support for crude salt prices from increasing demand for this raw material in China. Consequently, we're planning to utilize our halogen water more effectively in addition to establishing additional salt pans in conjunction with our existing bromine factories. This would bring an annual crude salt production capacity to 300,000 metric tons. As we already possess the required land use rights, establishing these salt dams requires relatively minimal investments. Because of the excellent reception of our environmentally friendly polyether lubricants, and as the Chinese government encourages companies to focus on higher value-added chemical products, we've decided to develop our product offerings by introducing a new generation of environmentally friendly chemicals for agriculture applications as well, such as pesticides. To produce these products, we're planning to upgrade the technology and production process of our older production line. The introduction of these products and the transfer to a cleaner production process will enable us to apply for VAT rebates from the Chinese government. We plan to complete the upgrade by September 2009, with production starting by the end of the year. We estimate the upgrade to require an investment of $4 to $5 million, which we plan to finance using cash from operations. We expect bromine prices to fluctuate slightly in 2009, in line with raw materials costs, while we expect environmentally friendly chemicals and crude salt to account for an increasing share of our revenues this year. As a result, we expect on balance that our gross margin will increase in 2009. At this point, we'd like to provide guidance for our fiscal year 2009. We expect revenues of between $98 million to $103 million, and we expect net income of between $27 million to $29 million, which would result in diluted earnings per share of between 22 and 24 cents, using a share count of 122.2 million shares. I'd like to conclude our first quarter earnings call by saying that the company has successfully managed to develop its chemical product portfolio while maintaining its position as one of the largest bromine producers in China. With that, I'd like to thank our shareholders, and we'll now open this question to any calls that you may have. Operator, could you now prepare for us to take the first question?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your touchtone telephone. If your question has been answered or you wish to withdraw your question, please press star followed by two. Questions will be taken in the order received. Please press star 1 to begin. There are no questions at this time, sir.
Operator, let's queue one more time and just give the – it may take them a few minutes to queue up to request a question. Just wait.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, please press star 1 to ask a question. And your first question comes from the line of Robert Ostrowski with Gulf Resources. Please proceed.
Hi, thank you. The other day I noticed the UN came out with a ban on 9 chemicals. 4 of them relate to flame retardants, including the word bromine in them. And I just wondered if you could comment on that, if that would have any effect on your on the sale of bromine in China.
Okay. This is David from TCG. I'll translate it for Mr. Liu. Liu Zong.
Hi, 你好。
那个是这位先生是想问关于那个就是防火材料这一块，就是觉得就是说这个以后这个市场到底是就是材料对锈塑的需求以后的情况是怎么样的？
首先就是说是防火材料的这个市场在中国是未来是一个巨大的一个市场，它不仅是在这个建筑材料里边，还是在这个家电用品材料里边，还包括就是说是随行的一些家居用品里边，都会要求加入这个防火材料在里边。随着就是说是中国经济的发展和这个市场的扩大，它的需求量会越来越高。
Okay. The bromine aided flame retardant has a huge demand, has a huge market in China. It will be used the flame retardant. It will be used the construction, the house appliance, and the furnitures. all of these products need the fair returns. Along with the strong economic growth in China, the demand of these goods will become strong in China, so which will stimulate the demand of the bromine.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
So just to clarify, David, I think Mr. Liu is saying he doesn't see any impact from any restriction in the U.S. Is that basically what you're saying?
Restriction in the U.S.?
Yeah, I think there's, just to clarify, the caller was saying that he had heard there was some restriction on these fire retardants in the U.S., and I don't think that is that was that your point, sir?
Yeah, that was my question.
And
okay.
I don't think that impacts the company's market in China, but I may just want to clarify that point.
Okay. 刘总，在美国市场上，好像防火材料这一块是被是受到限制的，是吧？那这样的话，就是对中国的这个就是你就是受中国的这一块市场是不是有带来负面的影响？
第一个就是说是目前在中国这一块这个锈的这个阻燃剂材料还没有受到限制，这是第一个。第二个就是说是在美国我们也了解了，它是可能是目前是有一些锈的阻燃剂材料有一些副作用而受到限制，但随着一些技术的提高，可能就是这些副作用在消除，有新的产品推出来的话，这些方面就会消除这些副作用。
消除这些限制是吧？
就有可能副作用是消除少了以后，这限制有可能会消除。
Okay. Firstly, there's no restrictions of the brominated fire retardants in China. And secondly, the brominated fire retardant may have some negative impacts and in the U.S. market, so U.S. government has imposed the restrictions, but the technology was still on improving. So in someday, the technology will remove the negative impacts and the restriction will be removed.
Okay.
In
U.S. That's great.
Yeah.
And your next question is from the line of Efren Phillips with Carlos Capital. Please proceed.
Hi. I was wondering the $15 million that the company is going to spend to increase the bromine capacity, what impact will that have on earnings for this year?
Okay. 刘总，刚刚我们在就是电话会议中有提到2009年公司会打算是大概支付大概有1500万美金来增加那个锈塑的产能。那么对于这一块公司有没有一个相关的一个预计，说这一块新增的预计就是说新增的这个锈塑产能会带来多大的一个收入？
这个我们已经开始在测算。就说是如果我们投入这个钱以后，它以后每年的带来给我们带来的净收益大概是在250万到300万之间的净收益。
250万到300万美金吗？
对，美金。就是说。
Okay. The company has said and is it did the forecast after the investment $15 million to acquire the new bromine manufacturing capacity. The expected net income in next each year will be $2.5 million to $3 million.
如果未来锈塑价格继续上涨的话，这个收益会高于这个数字，高于目前的这个预期。
Okay, if the bromine price will keep increasing, the this result will be much better.
Okay, I just want to make sure I understand. You're saying that the EPS guidance for this year is not contingent upon spending the $15 million for the bromine, but once the company does invest that $15 million, they expect it to increase net income by $2.5 to $3 million per year. Is that correct?
刘总，那就是说，对于这个今年这个预期啦，今年这个预期是在我们这个当中是写到净收益是在2700万美金到2900万美金，的一个净收益。那么这个净收益的预测是包括了收购以后的，还是包括就是不包括收购的提供的这个新增的这个利润？
没有，这个预计是没有包括我们这个未来预期收购的这个资产的，因为我们这个未来预期即使到9月份能够实现，就是还有一些未知因素，所以我们在目前这个预测里边是不含这个数字的。
Actually, the forecast, the guidance of the 27 to 29 million net income for the 09, it's actually exclude the potential newly acquired bromine capacity. The acquisition is still in under negotiation. There will be uncertainties. So this is just the company's forecast, the prediction.
Okay.
I think the bottom line is, if and when they're able to complete that transaction, they would then provide an update to the guidance. But the guidance we provided does not assume any acquisitions.
Okay, and when you say acquisitions, that's the $15 million that you talk about to increase the bromine?
Yes, to increase the resources.
Perfect. Thank you.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question is star followed by one. And your next question is the line of Brian Paulin with Park Financial. Please proceed.
Hello. First of all, I'd like to say congratulations on a great quarter in light of a very hard economic situation. I have several questions. First is, are you seeing any competition for the bromine assets? And are there the other licensees actively pursuing the bromine properties at this time? And what is your current market share?
OK，刘总，这个这位先生就是说，首先恭喜你有一个很好的第一个季度。那么即便是在这个不是很好的大环境之下，那么他有几个问题。第一个问题就是说，在公司目前有没有看到就是在收购修复资产的是看到有没有竞争，就是同行业的竞争也在收购修复资产。然后另外一个有没有其他的一些制造商也在这个申请就是这个修复制造的执照。然后还有一个问题就是说，现在公司的市场份额是多少？
第一个问题就是说，是我们目前现在是有，就是说是3到4家同行在跟我们竞争，在并购一些就是小的这个修复生产的资产，这是第一个。第二个问题就是说是，由于，哎，他第二个问题是什么？
第二个问题是有没有其他的生产商在申请那个执照？
第二个问题它就是说是因为政府明确好像已经规定不能再有增加新的这个就是生产者了，就不会再
不给新的原材料了是吧？
第三个问题。第三个问题就是我们
市场份额。
2007年的时候，预计是我们有了的一个明确的数字，大概总市场22%左右。去年我们的产能是增加了3000吨，但是我们的实际产量，去年我们的预计的产量应该是在占到了也是23到25之间，但是具体最后的一个数字还没有统计出来。
是二
中
十
国的
二
数字还
到
没有统计出来，我们预计是这样的，占
二十三到二
十
五百分就是23%到25%是吧？
对，
整个中国市场份额哈。
对，整个中国市场份额的。
To answer your question, so far the company the Gold Resource has placed three to four competitors at the same time acquiring the small bromine manufacturing assets. And second, the Chinese government has decided not to issue any new license to any bromine manufacturers. And thirdly, in 2007, the company's market share is 22%. And in 2008, the company's increased the production capacity for about 3,000 metric tons. That the company did some rough estimate, it's between 23% to 24%.
Okay, and my next question is if you could briefly discuss your plans on uplisting to another exchange and also talk about the China Rising Conference and the roadshow that's upcoming as far as the, you know, who you'll be meeting and those sort of things, what the plans are for those events.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Dave.
Maybe I'll
take the first part, and then we can let Mr. Liu talk about the plans for potentially upgrading. So the company will be coming to the U.S. next week, and they are presenting at the China Rising Conference in New York, and then we'll be spending several days meeting with other investors in both the New York and Boston areas. And if anybody has particular interest in meeting with the company, they can feel free to contact us after this call. In addition, the conference presentation will be available via webcast to anybody who wants to listen to it. So, David, with that, maybe you can ask Mr. Liu to comment on the company's plans or thoughts with respect to upgrading to a major exchange.
Okay. 刘总，这位先生问了第二个问题，第一个小问题就是说是公司的。生产的计划是怎么样的，然后第二个呢就是说他问了去中国生产年会然后和相关的一些路演，那么这个年生产年会跟路演呢这个 Crop 已经帮您回答了，然后就麻烦您回答第一个小问题，
就是生产的，
是生产的目前的一个计划，就是说对生产的计划您说一下吧。
我们目前已经对我们公司的就是说是做了一个评估，就是对生板的条件做了一个评估。我们的目标是 Lifelike 主板，其他的条件我们都已经就是做具备了，但是就是说在独立董事方面，就是我们可能还缺两位。我们计划是在中国国内就是聘请一位，另外在美国再聘请一位。把这个近期我们会把这个工作完成。这个、工作完成了以后，我们预计会在六月份或者七月份，正式的向纳斯达克就说是提出这个申请的表格。
Oh, okay. Recently, the company has completed the assessment of upgrading the NASDAQ. So the company is definitely targeting the NASDAQ exchange market. So far, the company has only one condition need to be satisfied. It's the independent director. The company has plans to recruit two more independent directors, one starting in China and the other one from U.S. The nomination of the board of director will be completed shortly, and the companies will start to apply the NASDAQ upgrade in June or July of this year.
Okay, and I would assume that there would be a reverse split necessary. Is that correct?
那刘总，那就是缩股大概会在什么时候进行？
当我们向纳斯达克就是说是公司提出了这个申请以后，我们才会完成，才会进行这个工作。
Okay. This company filed the application to listing on the NASDAQ in June or July. Then the company will do the reverse stock split.
Okay. Okay. Great.
Okay.
Right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There are no further questions in queue at this time.
Great. Well, we would like to thank everybody in their for their participation in this call and their interest in Gulf Resources results. As Mr. Liu indicated, they see an improvement in demand for bromine, and we look forward to coming back to you and reporting our second quarter results later this year. In addition, as we just discussed, the company will be meeting with investors in the U.S. next week, and if anybody has any interest in arranging a meeting, please give us a call at 646-213-1915, and we will be more than happy to arrange that for you. Thank you very much. This now does conclude Gulf Resources' first quarter conference call.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation in today's conference. This concludes the presentation. You may now disconnect. Have a great day.